Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends.
Parshat Truma, Exodus 25:1 through 27:19. The forest hidden behind the trees. Parshat Truma opens with God giving Moses instructions for the building of the Mishkan, the Holy Tabernacle. When reading through this section of the Torah and the portions that follow, it's easy to get overwhelmed with all the details given that describe how the tabernacle was to be constructed. We read about planks of acacia wood, gold, silver, bronze, multicolored yarn, linen, goat's hair, ram's skins, and more. We read that each individual item had to be so many cubits wide or so many handbreadths thick. Many people are tempted to skip over these details and fast forward to where the story picks back up. But we need to remember the significance of what we are reading. These instructions served as the blueprints for Moses and the children of Israel to build this incredible structure called the tabernacle. They needed to have detailed instructions so that the pieces would come together to create something spectacular. However, one particular detail at the beginning of these instructions is easy to overlook. When God tells Moses that he wants the children of Israel to build a dwelling place for him, he says something unusual. Exodus 25:8 begins by saying, "And let them make a sanctuary that I may dwell in." We would expect the final word to be it. God wants the children of Israel to build him a house that he can dwell in, right? But that's not how it ends. The last Hebrew word of the sentence is betochem, which means in them or among them. Therefore, the passage reads, "And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst." Exodus 25:8. In other words, the physical structure of the tabernacle was not an end in itself. It was to facilitate a relationship between God and his people. God didn't need a house to live in. He needed a place for his presence to permeate this world through his people. This temporary structure was eventually made into a permanent one. Through the guidance of King David and the direct supervision of his son Solomon, the tabernacle was replaced with a magnificent structure we call the Holy Temple. But even then, King Solomon knew that God could not be contained in a structure made by man. In his dedication prayer for the inauguration of the temple, he said, "But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the highest heavens cannot contain you, how much less this house that I have built." 1 Kings 8:27. Although the Lord's presence cannot ever be contained in a physical structure, we learn from our sages and the Apostle Paul that we can build a sanctuary for his presence on levels other than physical. Paul tells us one of these ways by connecting these two ideas in his letter to the Corinthians. He reminds them that they collectively represent an expression of the holy temple. "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy and you are that temple." 1 Corinthians 3:16 through 17. No, they had not replaced the holy temple built by Solomon, the one that God's presence filled upon its dedication. Paul is merely using metaphoric language to convey his point. But they had displayed the indwelling of the Spirit of God in an undeniable way, and therefore, they could be seen as a sanctuary for his presence. When Paul says, "You are God's temple," it is in the plural. He's saying that corporately, they embody the holy temple because they represent the initial intent of God's sanctuary on earth. It is the same for us. By ourselves, we are like the individual materials used to build the original sanctuary. Only when they were joined together did they become the holy house of God. Sometimes we get so focused on our own personal relationship with God that we lose sight of the larger picture of our faith. We forget that individually, we are not the whole. Only when we come together as the body of Messiah do we become the holy house in which his presence dwells. Only when we come together as the body of Messiah do we become the holy house in which his presence dwells. I am not God's sanctuary. You are not God's sanctuary. He wants to build a sanctuary within us, together. Yes, God reveals himself to the world through individuals, but only through a people can he do his greatest work. When we come together and are unified as the people of God, the world will be able to see the forest hidden behind the trees. Only then will they see the dwelling of God's sanctuary on earth.
Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.